Eric, how would you describe the role of an event technologist before the pivot and what you think it might be now?
Great question, Tom. I think before the pivot, I think technologists were highly valued, but maybe not as much in demand. I think there's a lot of kind of DIY platforms or platforms that were originally built to be kind of do it yourself, allowed many planners and organizations to kind of create a good enough experience from those platforms, but they weren't necessarily utilizing the solutions to full potential. So they could kind of get by with maybe inexperienced, somebody that hadn't been on it, hadn't had training, didn't really know how to get the full potential out of it. They could put those people, to work on those platforms. But those that were engaged with that technologist, I think, were fully appreciative and understood the benefit of having that experienced professional kind of handling that technology to make sure that they were getting enough out of that platform. So now with this pivot, I think that it's really become almost a necessity to have an event technologist involved, because digital is going to play what I think is going to be a permanent role in any event because of not only this kind of pivot to virtual, but then eventually to hybrid. You're always going to have a digital element to be able to reach that audience that just can't make it there or that's been, quarantined and can't make it or travel restricted, whatever. To be able to reach that audience, digital is going to have to play a role. And so the technology is no longer going to be a luxury. It's really going to be that necessity, and having that operate properly and to its full potential is going to be essential.
What measure of success do you have, and how do you know when you've done a good job as an event technologist?
Well, I think first and foremost, it's creating expectations really at the front that include quantifiable metrics on engagement. Successful events would be, obviously things went well from the tool standpoint, from execution, from the attendance, people got in, people were arrived, having engaged attendees, exceeding those metrics, delivery of data that's useful to that planner and to that organization, and the fact that it also then having all that also affirms, I think, the usefulness and the value of the tech and the job that we did.
What is the hardest part of your job?
I'd say before it was probably data wrangling, right? Making sense out of data that's often delivered in many different ways on many different platforms. But I think also it's really positioning the technologist role further upstream in the planning process has always been a challenge, and difficult to do. Because ultimately we want to give the planner better tools to work with, and to be able to help them set those metrics, upfront and having the input to do that. So that's really been, I think, the struggle because there hasn't necessarily always been an openness to that. Again, I think the technology has often been kind of a means to an end as opposed to a critical part of that function. And I think that'll change now. I think we'll have at least planners that see that value will bring us in further up in that planning process. So, and maybe then we'll have an opportunity to format and to set expectations on how to deliver that data, so I won't have to, wrangle as much data. It can be in the proper format up front.
How do you stay up to date with the latest trends?
Oh, there's so much. Oh my gosh, it's like the wild, wild west all over again. I devote a portion of my day to research right now, because there is so much out there and so much to consume, and spend, a good deal of time seeing demos of new platforms that have made pivots.
Finally, what advice do you have for people as they look to pivot to digital?
Don't assume that you can just replicate your physical in-person event. I saw a post the other day, I think it was yesterday, that said, "Oh, I attended I attended an online virtual event, and they used virtual in quotation marks, which meant that we had one person talking to a camera or into your screen for 8 hours. Don't be that person, right? It's like, you can't do that. This is a perfect opportunity to make events more engaging, to reach more people, give more shelf life to your content, to make it more exciting, set goals and metrics. Again, digital allows you to measure pretty much everything about that experience. So take advantage of that to learn more about your audience and about how you can do things better in the future.